Blog Talk Radio.
Him when I was on Sepia Radio, and the technical issues over at Sepia were just incredible. They were really incredible, so it didn't work out, and we were in the middle of telling a story of his ghostly encounter on the Queen Mary, and, you know, it was a sad situation over there at Sepia. And I'm not on Sepia anymore, but we wish the best to Sepia. And, yes, I am. You hear me in the background. Really? Did I call you? Oh, there you are. Okay. I'm not sure if I've connected with you. Here we are. My God, you know what? If it wasn't for my technical retardation, there would be no show for me. I mean, it's like as soon as the technical issues face me, even this silly little studio at Blog Talk Radio, everything just kind of goes, you know? Swoop started Swoop's World Radio in December 2009, which I did not know. I actually thought it was 2007. He did some radio while he attended the University of Redlands, and he had a career in law enforcement. Ooh, the coppers. And I did not know all this. Swoop, are you there?
Yeah, but for some reason I think I'm on two lines. Could you hang up disconnect me? I called in on your call-in line.
Okay, are you area code 504?
Ah, hang on, I got it right here.
Was that you with the music? Oh my God, where was that music coming from?
I don't know.
from this music in my head.
All right, I'm on. I got it.
Okay. It was pleasant enough music, but I couldn't figure... For the life of me, I couldn't figure out where it was. I did not know that you started Swoop's World. And welcome, by the way. Wasn't that a great... Just a great lead-in. Thank you for coming
thank
on
you.
Here. It was so
That's
nice.
My pleasure, definitely.
We tried to get together on Sepia, but that was technically... wasn't my fault, though. I'm pleading it wasn't my fault on that one. We're blabbering away, and then all of a sudden we hear the voice come out and say, oh, you're not connected anymore. So
I do remember that.
Oh, my God. Wasn't that fun, though? But you were on... Now, you were on... I don't want to call it regular radio because that's not fair. You were on Swoop's World... Or you were on radio with the University of Redlands?
Yeah, I was on three different college stations. I got my start in radio on at the University of Redlands. I was going to school there my freshman year, and did the overnights, broadcast overnights, and you get about two listeners.
Right. Yeah, I know.
And then I was actually on the radio at Cal State Long Beach also, and Trudas College. I was program director at one of the stations and a sales director at the other.
Awesome. I read about you 3 years ago when I first met you, but then I just was rereading it and I was like, wow, you're an entrepreneur. You've done some pretty
good stuff. No, I try to stay busy.
Yeah, you've done some pretty darn good stuff.
Thank you.
I would love to see your artwork. I would.
Oh, you know what? Most of the stuff that I do have some pictures of some stuff. I'll have to forward you the link. I got to make some new stuff. A lot of my stuff is sold, so I'm down to some scraps now. But I can show you some pictures of some old work. It's the kind of stuff that, you know, my work is either people love it or they hate it because it's very abstract. Not a lot of scenes or animals or people. It's a lot of colors and just kind of my weird things that go on in my head.
Yeah. I used to do a lot of artwork, and it was more or less psychotic. And, you know, when you could just get those emotions out in your art.
Exactly.
And you were also a copper.
Yes.
You know, you don't have the vibe of a cop, I gotta say. And I usually, and this is not supposed to be mean or rude or anything, but usually I can pick up, and I do not pick that up from you. Your co-host, I kind of do a little bit.
So far from it.
Yeah. That's usually a Brewski night. It's funny, that is weird.
Yeah, we have a good time.
Oh, I know. That's what it is. That's what's apparent. You're just having a good time. You're not getting too heavy. And that's where I keep getting involved in these political shows and the psychic stuff. And it's like, wow, lighten up a little bit, you know? To myself, I say that.
You know, when we first started doing our show together, I decided that we were just going to avoid as much as we could politics and religion and things like that, because you know what, in the end nobody wins, everybody's mad at each other and nobody's happy, so we just want to have fun nights. And you know, occasionally we will touch on a local story pretty much local to us, and you know, we've had city council people who are running for office as guests and even a person running for Congress. You know, give them a little platform to get their message out, but you know, we don't try to ambush them. If they say something stupid, we're going to call them on it. But we try to avoid a lot of the politics and the religion, just because you know everyone wants to stay friends at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, I don't necessarily, but you know, it to me, it kind of brings out people's true colors.
Yeah, it does. That's true. That's true.
You know, whether or not a person is dignified, and Facebook has been driving me insane, and I'm pretty talkative, and I've been trying to keep my mouth shut, my fingers shut anyway, with all these posts on politics and the paranormal, and oh my God, it's just like stop, enough already, you know what I'm saying? But that's the way to have it.
You know,
go ahead, please.
No, I agree. I try to, you know, I see all that stuff, and I really, you know, becoming friends with you and stuff like that, and a couple other people, I kind of have kind of entered into the paranormal realm on social media, and the stuff you guys put up with or have to endure, I don't wish that upon anyone.
God, lucky. Yeah, you know what? I've backed off way far from it because I really, you know, there was a radio, an internet radio. The ones that I was on, I mean, competition. There's so much ugly competition. Yeah. You know, the best one, bar none, was Sepia, though. Not as far as the people, they were very decent people. You know, but then something happens and somebody gets a hair across the proverbial ass. And they gotta run, you know, they gotta run off their mouth or just be a jerk or whatever. And it's like, oh well. But I would like to ask you, since you started Swoops World in 2009, did you start SwoopsWorld.com in 2009 as well, or were you, or did you start out? Did you launch from other people's websites, online radio?
You know, when we first started, I think the first couple of weeks. We originally started on Blog Talk, and the first couple of weeks we just did Blog Talk, kind of getting the feel to see if this is something we're going to continue to do. I knew I was going to be back in radio, and I kind of wanted to go back into radio, and I had a friend of mine, who some people know, Stevie Mack. He and I were working, we were on a set of a show we were on.
Love
and
it.
I mentioned him that I was thinking about on radio, and maybe I'm trying to figure out how to get back in, do I do an internship? And he told me about Blog Talk because he had already had a show going on. So I went home that day and figured it all out and signed up and told my co-host Peter, because we had done a lot of business things together. So here's our next thing. We're doing radio. And he says, I don't talk, man. I don't do radio. So I talked him into it. And the thing was, is I'd give it a few weeks, see if we were going to stick with it together, how it was going to pan out. And once that happened, I went ahead and did the website. So the website went up fairly quickly. Because I needed to get the word out of what, you know, what I was doing and what you can listen to each week. Even though we were on Blog Talk, I was posting up, you know, who our guest was and stuff like
right.
this. So our website went up really fairly quickly, probably within a month.
Yeah, I think I've been following you just about from the beginning then.
I think you have because when I first started on Blog Talk. You know, I went around and, you know, you kind of, you can find friends and listen to shows and check out shows and stuff like that. And I started listening to your show fairly early. And then, you know, we kind of connected somewhere in there. And so you were one of the people that were kind of around near the beginning of what we get started with, at least within the first 6 months or so.
I hope you didn't listen to my first show. Well, actually, I deleted my first show. Oh, my Lord Jesus. It was horrible. I was all by myself, and the first show that I did, I hung up on everybody. I just hung up. I ended it. I was completely mortified. I was like, oh my God. And there was like five people, you know. But you do well, though. I see you. I looked up your. Sorry, I do this for. I think it's Alexia. You're quite high.
Cool.
On the websites that are hit, you know, that have a lot of hits. You have a lot of hits. You know?
What I found out realistically, it all depends on who your guest is, and you know what people don't understand. You know how it is. You book guests and stuff like that. They got to do their part too. And
yes,
if they don't promote themselves, you know, we promote to our people, but you need to promote to your people also. And then that brings more listeners to the table. So we've been lucky that a lot of the guests we've had are actually more internet savvy than social media savvy than I am, and so they get the word out, and I get the word out, and you know we all try to get the word out, and you know we have some really good loyal friends on Facebook who share our posts and to their people and stuff like that. So it has driven a lot of people to our site and really appreciate it.
Well, yeah, and then that's the thing. I mean, I've had people who want to come on the show, and then they say, I'd like to come on your show, Christine. Here's where you can buy my book, and here's where you can... And I actually spend money to promote my shows. I don't just After this show, I will go back to Facebook. I will pay to promote it. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they promote it. But I will also put it in places where it's paid. So people will come back
yeah.
and listen to you, but also not so much because I love myself, but because it will bring me up higher in the ranking, and then it will
right.
bring more people to the show. And ultimately, you know, we all want to have sponsorship, you know?
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
Where the success is. It's not the... So you're right. It's not the subject matter so much. It's the guest, and it's such a tricky little thing to promote it, you know? It's a pain
it
in
is,
the ass.
It is.
There's like thousands and thousands of shows. Wow.
And it's hard. It's hard. It's yeah. It's what is it you bring that's going to have somebody click on you when you say there's so many other shows out there to choose from. So that is hard.
You and I are cute. So when people see the pictures, they go, "Oh my God, look at those! They're so cute." I know, because I. That's it. That's and then they hear our voice and they're like, "Oh, there you go, the whole package."
There
as
you
as,
go.
As long as my from the neck up, I'm good. Otherwise, people call in. And, you know, they're either calling me names or they want to show me their penis. It depends on who I get, you know. Just to be blunt, you know, I had Dale as my co-host, and Dale and I were involved a little bit for too long. And I had this guy, two times, the guy was calling up, and he's like, "I know women like you. I would like to send you pictures of myself." And I'm like, "Oh, wow." And I'm like just terribly leading him on. It was mean. And Dale's like, "No, you don't. No, you don't." I said, "Sure, why not, you know? Heck, I'm not doing anything this Saturday. Give me a call." Then I realized.
You know, it is funny some of the stuff you get, though.
Do you get cast into hell? I get cast into hell all the time.
I've been pretty lucky.
When you start talking about psychic and ghosts, trust me, they'll come. They'll come in.
Yeah,
they'll
exactly. You know, I noticed that because when we used to be on different network, Z-Talk, we were on Z-Talk for a while, which is, you know, has a lot of psychic and paranormal type shows, and we would get people just bouncing into our chat room because I guess they were looking for one of the other shows,
yes.
And those are all the times we got weird interactions. When we were on that network,
yeah, that was a good network. I technically couldn't do it. I couldn't connect. Mm. I never connected, but that was a good network. There wasn't anything wrong with that. The drama.
No, we were there for a while. You know, the thing is, as what I found out, what I seem to find with internet radio, as much as I enjoy doing it, for us, it's better to do our thing on our own network, even though we don't have any other shows in our network but us.
Yeah.
Because we don't have to deal with a lot of issues. People get involved in everybody else's business, and it gets to be kind of cutthroat over, I don't know what. We're not, none of us are making any money, so I don't know why everybody's, you know, talking shit about each other. But it's just easier for us to just kind of mind our own business right here and have our own little fun.
Can you imagine if we were making money? They'd slice our throats for crying out loud.
Well, at least I can at least understand it, though.
then there would be a purpose for it. But, it is. It's a terrible thing. It really is. I was on your network, TalkStory Network, TalkStory.net.
I'm, yeah.
And I simply couldn't do it. Every time I had the SAM broadcast, I could just... So I sit here and I do this because otherwise I just can't. I don't know if it's my computer, my internet, or a combination. I just can't connect.
Well, you know, the thing is, I couldn't help you because I don't know how to work Sam.
Yeah.
And you know, Sam's a PC thing.
Can't bother you.
Yeah, and I work on a Mac, and you know, we work on a whole different thing. And you know, I had somebody else who wanted to be on our network for a while, and it's the same issue. You know, he says, "How do you do the Sam thing?" I'm like, "I have no idea." And I could put you with somebody who kind of knows, but it's kind of hard to figure that stuff out, especially when you're going on the air and trying to do it live.
Yes, it's interesting. It's sure. I would have like a half an hour, 45 minutes of a show with guests, and then realize that the server had crashed. This was over on Z-Talk. Can you imagine? Nothing had been saved, so it got me a little stressed out.
Yeah.
Do you generally have you generally don't have? I noticed that you have a lot of, like, you're in California, Southern California. You have a lot of entertainment people. And but you don't really have. I've seen maybe one other psychic besides me on your show. That's probably wrong.
Yeah. No, that's probably right. Tori Alla is her name, and I've had you on twice, and I've had Tori on once, and we had a hang up for her second appearance, and that's true. You know, I don't know a lot of psychics, and to be honest with you, Christine, like we've talked about in the past, you know, I've kind of listened to some people and watched some people and kind of didn't feel comfortable promoting them, actually.
Well, good for you.
You and Tori are two people that I actually have listened to, respect what you have to say, enjoy what you do, and believe in what you do. So it's a no-brainer for me to bring you on. But yeah, it's been, you know, it's the kind of same thing with any of our guests. You know, a lot of our guests are musicians and music, and that's kind of a wide open thing. But when it comes to something like psychic mediums and even people who want to come on and sell a product other than a book or something, I think that's very subjective. I kind of really have to kind of vet out who I have on, because I've always said the information we put out, whether we're having a good time with it or we're kind of hitting something kind of hard, we want to put out basically the facts as they are known to us that day.
Yeah.
I hate listening to a show and realizing that the last hour I spent listening to somebody while I'm 20% was bad information.
Yeah, I agree with you. I have really backed up from I used to have like literally everybody on, and there have been shows that I've had to delete. You know?
Yeah.
And it's a really sad situation. But I was going to ask you, who do you, besides me, of course, intent? No, I'm kidding. Who is the most the person who've impressed you psychically? I know you've told me about Tori Allen. I looked her up, actually, and I kind of agree with you. What would impress you about a psychic, or not?
You know, I tell you what doesn't impress me, and it's funny because you mentioned it when you're on our show. I can't remember the guy's name, and really doesn't need to be mentioned, I guess. Well, anyway, I used to watch a guy on TV, and he would say stuff like, over the section, I get somebody with an L name. An L, anybody got an L out there? Well, to me, you know, I could do that. You know, I'm not saying that I would be. That's throwing things, you know, just throwing stuff out there and see what sticks. You know, I think sometimes when people can give you more specifics and sit down and talk to you about things, then I can embrace it better. You know.
Yeah.
Same thing. You know, I watch some of the shows, and you know, my experience is not. You know, not necessarily personal, because there's only a few of you that I've ever really talked to. So my experience is people I've listened to either on the radio or watched on TV, and you know, some of them to me just don't seem that believable, or they seem like they're just throwing stuff up against the wall to see what sticks. There's other shows that I've watched and things like that where. Even like these ghost hunting shows, and I know that one of the ones that I really liked a lot, everybody has made fun of or whatever, but I used to like the kids from I think this show was called Paranormal State. They were young, and they used to have another guy in there that would come on for them when they had certain things, named Chip Coffee, and I like Chip Coffee, but I'm not involved in the you know, those of you who are more involved, you know more things about certain people. So I'm only telling you what I do from a layman's point of view.
Mm.
And so, you know, there's certain people to me that come across much more professional than others. Let's put it that way.
It's a dime a dozen. It really is. And I think that one of the things that I say to people is, you know, you have to look at what they charge, and then you have to look at what they're saying or what they're asking,
right,
for that to matter. But yeah, because it was kind of like it was a huge compliment that you would ask me on your show, and an even bigger one when you asked me back, because I got that you were not so, you know, I'm not going to say that I fall for everything, but I more believe it. I think you are, obviously, but that's,
yeah, you know,
at least you're thinking.
Absolutely.
You know,
it's, you know, because it's, I thought, you know, the thing is I really. just like with anything, you name it, whatever it is of the day, if it's energy drinks or whatever, well, once somebody comes out and they're doing it, then the market's flooded. And
yeah.
you have to weed through that market to see, is this really what it says it is? And that's what I worry about when, as far as, you know, I can watch stuff for entertainment and listen to things for entertainment, but if I'm going to have you on as a guest and I ask you questions about things, especially things that I don't know a lot about, you know, so my questions are going to be, like the other day when we were talking, I didn't want you to get the feeling that I was questioning you. My questions are just basic questions that I think that I want answered, and the people who, it's not a knock on.
Bother me.
Yeah. So that's what I feel comfortable with. And so sometimes I think I've listened to people explain things, and it's just like, well, you didn't even answer that question that person asked you. You just, you kind of danced around it. And you see it in religion, you see it in politics. Politicians are the worst. You know, a politician can talk to you for half, you can ask them a question, they can give you a half hour answer and never answered your question. So, you know.
I know it. But yeah, that doesn't bother me. And I think that you'll find if someone is genuine, you're not going to see, I've been doing this for, I've been it all my life, and the only reason that I came out public is because people were very encouraging to me, and I kind of don't like it if it left tomorrow, I'd be like, okay, fine, whatever, I don't want to know that much, but I think that people, you know, they dive in when they sense money or, you know, something on the horizon.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what, you could tell when a person has a passion for it. And,
I wish somebody could tell me how the heck I do this. When I get an email, especially when I get an email from somebody, and I'm telling people through an email, and this is something that I've sat here, and sometimes I actually cry, and I don't want to sound melodramatic because, well, I am, but that's beside the point. You know, and I'll be like, what the heck? How am I getting this? I'm always trying to figure out, is it something in my brain or something not in my brain? Is it something that, you know, I believe it's something we all have, but why is mine like this to such an extent? And I wish I could find people that could actually, you know, without judgment and just objectively kind of figure out what it is, because I really do believe that I have something genuine. Why? I don't know. And I believe that there's other people who are very genuine as well. But you won't find a lot of those people promoting their, hanging out their shingle, you know, hanging the shingle up, because there's always that ethics and that care there, you know?
Exactly. Well, you know, I want to talk to you about it off air, but the thing is I know that you can do what you do because, you sent me an email about something, and realistically, I had so many things on my mind that the thing you brought up had been on my mind. It wasn't one of the things I threw out to you right away, but as soon as you mentioned it, I said, oh, yeah, that's been on my mind for quite a while now. And I'll talk to you about it later, but it was amazing that you read into that.
Yeah, I would never talk about it anyway, I felt so bad because I sent you the email, and I was like, oh, my God, he's going to think I'm an idiot. He's going to think I'm being pushy. It took me like a half an hour for me to send that to you, and then I was like, just send it. You know me well enough to know.
Exactly. Oh, no worries.
I want to hear about, you live in Southern California. You said you used to, when we were on Sepia, we were trying desperately to have that conversation about the, well, don't move, nobody move, nobody breathe, don't anybody call, because we want to get this story through. It'll wreak havoc on the system. About the Queen Mary. I just actually saw a ghost of the Queen Mary.
Yeah, it's really weird because here's the thing. I don't know that I ever did not believe or believed one way or the other. I figured there were spirits out there and things like this. But I've gone to places where people say, oh, this is a haunted house experience or whatever, and kind of, you know, whatever, just never really thought about it. But I was on the Queen Mary one time, and it wasn't really for their haunted experience. I was just on the Queen Mary, just kind of checking everything out and having lunch and stuff like this. And I walked into the restroom and was washing my hands, and there's a mirror there. A guy walks in. I kind of looked up. I didn't really hear the door open, but I look up, and there's a guy kind of standing behind me, dressed in the dressed in the old kind of an old uniform that somebody would, you know, work on the ship possibly. And yeah, I really didn't pay much attention to him and went back to washing my hands and then went to dry my hands, turned around, he was gone. Whoa. And I walked outside, and this doesn't take long. So, and it's a hallway. So the moment I step out, even if he would have walked out, I would have looked down the hall, and he'd have been there. So I walked out right out, or after, you know, that second, and they're nowhere to be found. And I actually, as I walked down the hall, kind of pushed on the little panels of the wall to see if one of them was a door that just didn't look like a door. Nothing. And then I got to the end, and they're like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Nobody came by here. And that was the only way he could have gone. So, and he was no longer in the restroom. So I don't, only thing I can say is, yeah, I mean, you know, when I glanced up, I got, you know, people say, well, could you see through him? Was he transparent? He looked like, you know, I really didn't look that hard. I just kind of glanced up, saw somebody standing behind him and thought, that's weird. I didn't hear you come in, you know, and then grabbed the paper towel, walked, and then I go, where'd he go? And
that's awesome. Did he look at you? Yeah. Did you notice, or was he just like walking by, like here?
He was just kind of standing behind me. You know, kind of like if he was waiting to wash his hands next, but there was a couple available sinks there. So it wasn't like he said anything. It wasn't like he acknowledged me or really looked at me any weird way. It was just, it was odd, but it didn't freak me out. I mean, I wasn't scared. I didn't. Whatever. Now that's weird. He's nowhere around here. And then I went and asked my friend, did you come by here? And she said no. So it's like, I think I just saw a ghost.
You were really worked up.
And yeah, you know, the thing is, I think certain instances I could see where you're, you know. You know, you watch these shows and it's always dark and the lighting's always creepy and whatever. It was, you know, it wasn't that. It was in the daytime, but definitely it had to be because there was nowhere else for him to go. No footsteps that I heard or anything that, you know, I didn't hear the door open or close, and which, you know, it did make a noise when you opened and closed it. So it was just a strange event, and you know that. I was really kind of surprised that I really wasn't. I was more intrigued and interested, and I think because I, you know, like to investigate, you know, that I really wanted to go back and figure this out, and you know, I was going to figure it out regardless, and you know, there's only one, unless the guy just had a trap door somewhere,
yeah,
which
no,
there wasn't.
Yeah, you figured it out, and that's. Yeah, you don't have to turn out the lights to hunt ghosts. I think it might, if somebody's shy, it might help them. But I don't do investigating like that per se, because usually I can see things and hear things, not all the time. But that's awesome. So that didn't like spark in you an interest to search more into it. It just was an isolated thing.
You know what the thing is years and years ago, and this is before we were talking Photoshop, and I know you can make double exposures and everything, but years and years ago, I was an exchange student in Japan, and I was looking through family and the kids there, you know, they were letting us, you know, we were thumbing through their yearbook, and I was looking through, and I flipped to a page, and there's a picture of three guys, but the guy in the middle really looked odd. It looked odd. And I tried to ask in my broken Japanese, one of the people about, and they said, don't look at that, don't look at that. And they tried to flip the page. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And so the one guy who did speak pretty good English said, that's a ghost. And I, you know, if I were to say I've ever seen a picture of a ghost, that would be what I would consider, what I would think it would look like. And wow. I said, what do you mean it's a ghost? And he said, well, those two guys there, all three of those guys were best friends. But the guy in the middle, he got killed in a car accident before the school year ended. And they said, in this picture, he was dead. And then when they printed it, and he is standing there. And so you know, we had a big discussion. You know, a few of us had to all communicate together whether or not they had done some kind of double exposure. And they said, no, they know the person who took the picture, and the person who took the picture was a little shaken up after it was developed, this and the other. So I had seen that prior to the Queen Mary thing. So I think, though, you know, because of that, and one of the reasons that I really wasn't that freaked out when I was on, you know, the Queen Mary.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, there are some things that back in the days when there wasn't Photoshop, I mean, you had to actually go into a room and develop the pictures, and, you know, it left very few people capable of doing that or tampering.
Right.
There were people that could tamper, but then there were people that, like Photomat, where I actually used to have my first job, they don't even have pictures would come in, and I remember seeing pictures that were like, oh, wow, you know. But yeah, that's I remember you talking about that one other time. Something about that. I think that was on Sepia where it crashed, and then we got. Let's blame the devil. That's probably what it was.
Yeah, well, that was the discussion we had, regardless of, you know, regarding it was a photo, you know, not Photoshopped at the time. Did somebody do a little double exposure thing? You know, and they said no. We know the guy who took the picture. And you know, he was questioned. He didn't develop it. He had sent it out for development. And you know, it was just one of those weird things. Kind of like you said about with the Photomat. I remember he used to go to Photomat. He used to drive up and drop it off at the window and pull off. But he said that that he didn't do the developing. He sent it away for developing, and then they were putting the pictures together for the yearbook. And then when he got it back, that's kind of how it turned out. So, you know, and if you looked at the picture, it didn't really look. If you had done like a double exposure thing, unless you're really good, I'm sure there's people who could do it. But the thing is if you send it out, whoever they sent it out to didn't know this kid, didn't know he was, you know, part of the group and all this kind of stuff. It was too much that have to have happen to make that happen.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I used to like to go to like places on the web, and back 10, oh gosh, it's been like 10 years anyway. Just look at different pictures or those webcams that they had. And, you know, think you capture something or whatnot. But, you know, there are legitimate anomalies in pictures that you can find. I don't think they're as plentiful as people think they are, you know. But I think there are definitely genuine pictures. It's just that the cup runneth over with people doing it. But I was only kidding about the devil. I was real. We're not going to blame him. I'm joking. You know, I'm just trying to demonstrate to some extremes that I'm really not serious. There's a lot to be said for personal and public responsibility of taking responsibility, but that's sorely lacking in this world. I think we could take a break for a minute here, and then I have some songs I want to play, or a song, and you will be back after the break.
Absolutely.
You're not leaving, you're staying. We won't let you go. The website is swoopsworld.com, and I have posted it in the little chat that I have here, swoopsworld.com, talkstory.net, and anything else that I don't know, you can follow Swoops World on Twitter, @SwoopsWorld, and anything else?
That's it, that and Facebook.
Facebook, oh, can't forget that. Do you have a page on Facebook?
Yeah.
Because I know thousands of requests every day I get for people to like this page, and I see that you're in there, but I can't like.
Oh, we have a Swoops World Radio page. It just says Swoops World Radio. you like a fan page of me? We have the radio page. It's I'll give it to you after the break. I have to look it up myself.
Okay, and you can also post that stuff in chat because. There's, and then our one guest left. But, to get that out. But, yes, okay. And the songs that I use are from Dano at Dano Songs, Dano, D-A-N-O, songs.com. And this one's called Fly While Weeping, and we'll be right back. Kiss Me, I'm Psychic. The Psychic View with Swoop from swoopsworld.com. And we are back. It's Me, I'm Psychic Radio. That was Dano at danosongs.com. That is public domain, or I think they call it like free music and different background music and stuff. Flying While Weeping, and I like him a lot. He's very good. I believe he's one man that does that. So please go over and check it out, and Dano at danosongs.com. Welcome back. Your website for Swoops is swoopsworld.com. Facebook.com/swoopsworld. I'm having trouble saying that word for some reason today. Talkstory.net and Swoops World are basically the places you can go to listen. And also on iTunes. Do you have anything on Android? Because I know that's a big thing for people now.
I don't know if our shows are on Android, but we have an Android app for our radio show. So if you have an Android and use the app, the Swoops World app, you can always listen to any of our archives on your Android device.
That is good to know. I don't have an app, but there's an app for you. How awesome is that? There's an app for you.
Yeah, we have an iPhone and Android. I have to look into that. I didn't really think about putting our shows in the Android store. Do they have podcasts in there listed and stuff?
They have podcasts. I think I've listened to your show on my Kindle, and my Kindle is not Apple, so it would be the Android system, I think. Yeah, it would be Android.
Ah.
So yes, they do. Cool. So you're very. That's a lot of places you can get listens or outside of Blog Talk. But you have a good show. I encourage everyone to go over there because it really is a good show. It's just a really well done, very well run show. And Bruce Knight is funny because you start out and you're all like very, talking all clearly, and then by the end of the show you're like, and you're sort of a little slur here and there, not too much. You can tell that it's the end of the show, and it's just funny. Me and Dale were sitting there one time, we were listening to it in the car, we were just laughing. So hard. I'm not saying you were drinking or anything, but you're having a little bit here and there. It was so funny.
Yeah, we've had a few days where we just said, we just better go off the air. We just better call it a night.
Let's go now. have you guys ever thought of TV? Do you have? I mean, public access is nice, but I could see you guys on TV very easily.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We figure we got faces for radio. I mean, we do a live video stream for those who can stand it. But we're probably not good on the 36 or the 42 inch screens. We think, but
I think I would be better on 60 myself.
Well, yeah, we. A chance to do some public access stuff, and we decided it wasn't going to work for us. I think what happened to us is because we started off the way we started off, doing our own thing the way we wanted to do it. Well, we kind of spoiled ourselves, and being thrown in somebody else's box is just not going to work for us unless they're willing to pay us. And they will try to fit into your box. But until then, I think the way for us is just to kind of do what we do and enjoy what we enjoy and kind of occasionally say things that we probably shouldn't and just have fun with it. And so I think that's, it's a good spot. We're in a good spot right now.
Yeah, I believe so. It all seems, I'm going to turn psychic here for a minute. That's okay, though. It does seem very, abundance is very clear for the show. And I know, right, Christine. But it does have a sense of that. It's just a good show. So go over to swoopsworld.com and listen in. And ask you another thing. You are an actor.
Yeah, I had an acting teacher say one time. He says, he told the class. He says, "You're not an actor until you claim being an actor." And that's something I've never really been able to do because I don't do it regularly. I have been on a lot of different shows. You could find little clips of me in like Mad TV, and I did a couple ERs. Yeah, and So I have been on sets. I have done a lot of work on things, mostly independent films, and I enjoy it. I enjoy it immensely. I haven't done anything recently because just with timing and everything and scheduling and my kid, you know, playing sports and
yep.
having to take them to school and stuff. So, but
well, that kind of interrupts everything else, right?
Yes. Yeah, it does. It does. But you know, it's been fun. And I, like I said, I've done a lot, you know, done a lot of independent work. You find me in, you know, several independent films that you know make have made the what do you call those film festival. You know, they did film festivals, and I had parts in some of those. And yeah, you know, some few TV shows and a couple of game shows. And we've had fun with it. I've enjoyed it.
Oh my God! I want to see. That's just awesome. I had no idea.
Yeah. if you go to YouTube and Google the right stuff, you'll
find anything. That's true. I don't really like YouTube.
But yeah, it's been fun. Like I said, it's something I enjoy doing, and I really, you know, I really do. Like acting, and it's something I really, when the time is right, I want to get back into it, you know, a little bit more than I am now.
Yeah, they used to make me play Santa or Mrs. Claus or Santa Claus in seventh grade, so after that traumatic, very insulting period, I just kind of bowed out, no pun intended, but that's something that very creative is really nice to do that. I'm trying to be funny, but I'm bummed. And that's good though. It's not a lot of people can claim that, and that's good. I had something else.
It's fun. You know, you talk about cutthroat though. That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah. That's true. I don't know why that is. I think people just get big in their own heads. Maybe I don't know.
I think what happens with a lot of things that are considered creative, I think, because you have to have a certain amount of ego to create, whether you're a shy person or not. But when you have to have a certain amount of ego to create something and put it out there for everybody to take a look at, and when you have to compete for those positions, people get real nasty at times, and I don't like that. That aspect of a lot of things. I don't mind competing with people. I just don't like the negative things that people bring to the park.
Mm. Yeah, it's true. It's true of anything. I think that's true of anything. But I got that with especially with psychic mediums are really bad. I gotta say that's, and I feel bad saying that, but we suck. I mean, we suck. I don't really care if somebody comes in and says, "Oh, who's a good psychic?" I'll say, "Well, here you go," and I'll take like 10 names. It doesn't occur to me to, you know, to realize that might not be a good thing for me to do. That's why I live in Waterbury and I'm still poor, you know? Pretty much.
Yeah, you're supposed to put your name on the top of that list. And then say,
yeah.
But, you know, if I'm busy, this is the next person you should go to.
Here you go. My own Facebook page, and people are like, you know, putting their, you know, on Facebook, they just put their ads up and all these different ads, and it's like, oh my word, you know.
Yeah, that happens, you know. That to me, that's where you really push the line. You know, people come in to your, you know, to your Facebook page and throw up their information. Is it like an ad, or coming to your chat room and say, go listen to this show? You know.
Yes.
Ask me, and I'll let you know if it's cool. Because you know what? 90% of the time, I really don't care. But
yeah.
If you just do it, stop.
Yeah, you're fading out. I don't mean to interrupt you. It's a question of just being polite. Just being polite. But what do you, in the next, let's say, 2 years, what are your aspirations? Radio, movies, TV?
Definitely, I enjoy the radio thing. I wouldn't mind getting some parts on TV and stuff. But you know what, my real goal, you're gonna laugh.
Never.
I got a kid who's 16 now. He's gonna be a junior this year. He'll graduate in 2 years, and depending on what college costs and or where he goes to college, after he graduates from high school, I want a bicycle tour. I want to jump on my bike and see the U.S. by bike, and just, you know, I know of several people who've all around the world. I used to know somebody who actually left here once. Left, they sold everything and they left Long Beach, and they were on the road for 3 years, and now I think they live in Portland, and they're big bicycle advocates. That's what I want to do. I want to travel by bike, and I mean not motorcycle, but by bicycle, and
right.
And tour the U.S.
That would be awesome. That would be so awesome. I know that you had a Healthy New Day show on TalkStory.net among everyone, all the other ones. Are you still doing that? Are you still on the quest? Is bike riding one of your health things that you're things?
Yeah, you know what? I haven't done Healthy New Day for a long time, and as you know, Christine, putting together radio shows and is a lot of work. And you know, I do two shows with Swoop's World. I'd like to get back to Healthy New Day, but yes, Peter is a huge bicyclist. He's never stopped biking. I rode a bike when I was a kid. I actually had a job as an adult where riding a bicycle was required for a year. I could say that ever since I've been ever ridden a bicycle, every year I've probably been on a bike at least, you know, one part of the year or not. But for the last few years, I've really been trying to increase my bicycle riding, and the last year I tried to ride a whole lot more than I had in the past. And Peter and I ride together a couple times a month and stuff like that. So it's gotten to the point where it's become second nature almost for me.
Yeah.
And the goal is to really get the miles in over the next 2 years so that I can travel and tour by bike.
That's awesome. I'm doing that with swimming. I absolutely adore to swim, and I go an hour a day, if not 2 hours or more. Because I have a lot of back issues. I have spinal. Let me just turn hypochondriac for a minute. With the back issues, I would love to ride a bike if it was electric and it pushed me along, but I can't do it with my back issues. But I've lost, I don't want to say how much, as I'm embarrassed on how much I used to weigh, over 100 pounds, just by swimming and doing the healthy things like apple cider vinegar and stuff like that, which really really. Really help. Going more organic, too. So, God, that's more power to you. That's going to be so healthy for you.
It you know what it is, and I can just tell just from the riding that I've been doing the last, year or so, how much better I feel and the improvements that I'm making. Just because a lot of the routes I ride are the same. I ride to the gym and back and stuff like that. So I gotta go up a hill on the way back, and I used to struggle and get off and walk part of it, and now I just zip up it, and it's 100% easy. But it's a lot easier than it was, 6-7 months ago. You did talk about that before, and I was going to ask you. You mentioned a tea that you were drinking too, as well as the apple cider vinegar, and I forgot to write that down. What was the tea?
It has to be organic, because otherwise they screw around with it. It's oolong, uh-huh. O-O, I think it's only two O's, O-O-L-O-N-G. Uh-huh. I believe that it's a Chinese tea, herbal tea, and
yes.
It actually, like green tea but only stronger, it actually burns fat. It jumpstarts your metabolism but actually burns fat.
I'm going to have to try that out. The apple cider vinegar,
disgusting.
I tried that for a while. I would dilute it.
It's absolutely horrible. It's disgusting.
I might have to jump back on that regime. I could use the jump start.
Yeah, myself too, but it does help. It's amazing. It's amazing what I found that people spend so much money on at the doctor's or pharmacy, and then you have these herbs that do the exact same thing, and yet they're not that much. They're going to be. Big Pharma's going to get involved somehow. But it saddens me as well as it saddens me, because my youngest is 9, and she has some weight issues. And, you know, we're trying to go more organic. And when you don't have the money to buy organically, you're more or less, it's a catch-22, you know?
Right.
And so many kids, I see kids walking around and they're very fat. They're very big. They've been out lifelong, if they even live to, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You're absolutely right. And you know, the thing is that we used to talk about this, you know, the health aspects of it, and you're going to pay for it one way or the other, and it's better to pay for it, the preventative aspect of it, because you can you might have to spend a big money on the health care if you can stay healthy.
Yeah, it is. It's a whole other show, and I've done shows on it, and you've probably heard them, and God, everybody's probably heard of them. I do so much of them. But unfortunately, with Sepia, I lost, oh gosh, like 30 shows? Quite a few shows, anyway. But they're good. No, thank you, lady. They're good to they're very. People need to become informed, and they're not. They're not informed.
Exactly.
But we have to end, and you know, it's always awesome. It's always awesome with you to come on the show.
Thank you. I always have a good time.
And I hope that you will come back anytime. You didn't even have to ask. Just come on over and we'll connect, because it's really is good to talk to you, and you're very easy to talk to. You're very nice. And, you know, anytime you want to have a show with me, that would be great.
Well, thank you, Christine. And I will take you up on that.
Good. I hope that you do. And your website is swoopsworld.com. You could find it on Facebook. You can find him on Twitter as Swoops World, and on YouTube as well. Forgot to mention YouTube. Hey.
Well, thank you so much, Christine. I appreciate you having me on.
Anytime. And I'm going to hold on, so I'm not going to hang up on you. Don't hang up on me, because I want to. Well, we can chat a little bit after. And
all right.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great day. We'll be here tomorrow morning at 11 for by way of Waterbury. Thursday evening for Kiss Me, I'm Psychic, the Psychic View. Thanks, everybody. Have a great night. Bye.